there are two points worthy of notice. First, the survey was conducted between February 1st and 10th, i.e., before the media brought to light the illegal basement in Henry Tang Yin-yen's luxury residence and Zhang's acceptance of hospitality from tycoons. If the survey had been conducted somewhat later, anti-government feeling would undoubtedly have been even higher. Second, the sharp rise of disharmony between the government and the public has occurred within Zhang's term of office. In percentage terms, this disharmony has risen from 31% in 2008 to 56% in 2010, and then to 67.6% this year, which means an increase of 36.6 percentage points in 4 years. What a big leap forward! Conflicts between the public and the government, between the rich and the poor, and between the public and the conglomerates are so closely interrelated that they constitute an indivisible trinity that points to a defective political system, misguided government policies, and individual government officials' personal misdeeds. As head of the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region, Zhang cannot but be held responsible for this.